Hey, it's 10:03, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, Atlanta. Kind of a cloudy day. Good day. I'm going to go play tennis today.
I heard you calling somebody out. You were like, tell those slap, you know what, so come on at 1:30. Bring it.
We're looking for a doubles match over at my buddy's place because I've had a long week. This hand has given me grief all week. Anybody listen to me whining? I got gout or something beside in my hand. And you know, I'm not exactly telling you I'm Hercules, but I can handle pain. This thing was so bad all week long, and I'm feeling better, so I feel like I'll mess it up again. So so I said, we were filming at Atlanta ETSA. We were filming at New Realm on the Beltline. We were filming it over at the Ravinia Hotel in Dunwoody. They got
where
a great restaurant
on
there.
Where did you have on that fresh gear from Miller Brothers?
Oh, Miller Brothers looked good yesterday, right?
Robbie and Greg.
Robbie and Greg Miller.
Robbie and Greg, call me because I saw a steak with some stuff I hadn't seen
before.
Oh,
well. I may not be the skinniest or the most talented television guy, but nobody's got nicer clothes, I can say that. So we were filming all last week, all this week doing a bunch of stuff. So, yeah. I just said, get your boys and tell them I'm going to whip some ass on
I heard you.
Yeah, you heard me getting excited.
Yeah, dude.
So what about – I'm just going to say, Rusty, you are the – you give the Braves, and they've earned it, okay?
Yep.
They've earned it.
Yep.
But you give the Braves the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Way ahead of anybody else.
Yeah,
like, you were like, they just played Mike Tyson. I mean, come on. I know the Padres are 7-0. But listen, you're one of the top payrolls in baseball.
Okay.
You still got a bunch of all-stars on that team, okay. And you just got smoked.
Let me ask you
0-7.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. If I gave you the National League, if I gave you the National League and I said, okay, here's two teams that you won't face the first week, who would you have taken?
I don't know if I would have said
Padres and Dodgers.
Probably. I don't know if I would have said Padres.
Phillies and Dodgers?
Maybe Mets.
Listen,
Padres are a playoff team. Padres beat us last year. Padres are, you know, solid.
Arizona's good. If we go 1-5 this week, the next week I'll have a different opinion. If we go 1-5.
I mean, but why did you come? I mean, are you on there? We played Mike Tyson?
Dude.
They're
15-0.
Combined.
They're 15-0. They came out of the gate swinging. Mike Tyson would knock your ass out
we
in the first round. These two teams are 15-0 to start the season.
We were not beaten.
I'm not
and the way we were hitting, you're not worried.
Our two best players aren't here yet.
Okay, so what if when they get back, what if when Ronald Acuna gets back, we're 10-20? Are you going to be worried then? If we're 10-20?
If we're 10-20, yes.
Because we play .500 ball right now.
We're 0-7. If you give me 23 more games and we're lackluster, then we've got problems. But we're coming home. This is different energy. Fresh start. Don't even come to the park today.
Yeah, this team,
Snicker's going to get in some. You know what? And I think they're going. I think they're going to go 4-2. I'll call it right now. They go 4-2.
Least, yeah, I hope
4-2.
So.
4-2
against the Phillies.
A six game and the Marlins.
Yeah,
4-2. We'll be good.
They are prohibitive. I'm going to say this too, because we do talk a little bit about. I just talked about the underdog app. Do you like my play tonight, Austin Riley, total bases over 1.5?
Yeah, hell yes.
Yeah, you can get on the underdog app.
Yeah.
And make a note of this day, the underdog app.
Do I got to drive to Bass Pro Shops in Chattanooga, or can I just get on the underdog app?
No, you don't have to. You can do it. This state takes the underdog app. Get on there. I will say this. I've never heard of a team that is 0-7. I'm looking at the numbers for tonight, the odds. If you bet the Braves,
yep.
I want to get this right. The Braves are -230.
Yes,
they're at 0-17.
Yes,
that is more than double odds.
You know why? Because odds are they're going to win one.
Right.
Like you heard you say, you can't bet. You bet, and then and they know it's a home game. It's the opener.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
A great environment.
And by the way, the pitching matchup is it would normally be a way. I mean, yes, they haven't won. You know they're going to, and. Great pitching matchup tonight. That kid on the Marlins ain't anything.
Was it Meyer?
Yeah, Max Meyer versus Spencer Schwellenbach.
Yep.
So,
I'm not in panic yet. Everybody,
I'm not asking you to panic, but you started the show by saying they played Mike Tyson. I mean, come on. When did the Padres become Mike Tyson? I know the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman fell in the shower. You didn't even play.
15-0.
So let me ask you this.
15-0.
Would you bet against the Padres? Because they're going to lose one of these games, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to lose.
Where are they tonight?
I tell you right now. So you want to bet right now the Padres in the playoffs?
No.
Okay, then.
They're playing the Cubs today, and the Cubs are minus 160.
I'm not worried about the Padres.
Cubs
anymore.
Are 5-4. So the Cubs since Japan have gone 5-2. I need to look into that a little bit more as well. I'll take a look at it. We'll kick it around. I think the best bet of the weekend, just if you're listening, is the Florida Gators over Auburn. And Braves tonight, I'm not giving up 230, but that's crazy favorite tonight.
It's almost the emotional part. You just put a little bit on the Marlins, and if you lose, you lose. The Braves win. You take the odds.
I know. You get double odds.
You
I know.
Double odds.
I know.
Just like a hell. I'll be more than happy to lose this for the Braves to win.
All right. You want to do Rusty Rocks? It's 404 day.
Yep. This is how I got to do this. I mean, you could go a million miles with this. I could do 404. I could do 60 songs, 15 groups. What I chose to do for 404 day are the most played songs on my playlist from bands from the 404. Okay? So this isn't the top five all-time songs. These are what I think are the most played songs that I've played, whether I'm with my boys on the golf course, I have to be in charge of music. Whether I'm on the boat, I have to be in charge of music. Wherever we go, they're like, Rusty, play the damn, you got it. So Here's what I got. Number five, Mother's Finest, Baby Love, 1977.
Wow.
I love some Mother's Finest, man. Oh, man. I cranked that. That's the first song I played this morning. I got in the car.
No way.
5:30. I was cranked at it.
So do you just say it into your phone, into your car, play this?
It's on my playlist.
How long is your ride in the morning?
About an hour 10.
You were here so early today.
I beat traffic today. Really good. Man,
Fridays aren't bad anyway. I don't know if you know the difference.
Not bad.
Fridays, if you're driving in, it's the best day to drive
in. It's great. Number four. Love this one, man. There's some people going to go back a little bit on this one. TLC, Red Light Special, 1994.
Hey, Day-Day, were you feeling TLC?
Oh, yeah, man.
Back in the day?
This one right here.
They've done enough documentaries on them, have they not?
Yeah. Yeah, and they had the VH1 movie or Lifetime movie. Yep. Yeah.
Red Light Special.
1994, man. That's a great tune. 1992. Go back to a little bit of rock and roll. Black Crowes, Remedy.
So Black Crowes back together and touring. They got rid of their band. Which one is this?
This is Remedy from 1992.
You know the story, guys, about we got a little bit of time. You know the story about their dad, Stan Robinson, and the relationship we had with him? Mike Bell going to dinner with Stan, Kirk Russell, and Goldie Hawn.
That sounds like a 30 for 30.
He went to dinner with Kurt Russell, I believe Goldie Hawn, because, of course, Chris Robinson was married to their daughter, which is Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did not get along with their dad. They didn't get along with each other.
They didn't get along with
each other.
Yeah.
Robinson is not.
I tried.
He's not going
to
win Man of the Year Award, huh?
I tried.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I've heard
Mike Bell, did you know he was at dinner with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell? With Stan, the in-laws. Stan used to hang at the Old Palm restaurant, may rest in peace. Yeah. Fabulous guy.
Old Palm.
When you ask him about his kids, he didn't have much to say. He didn't speak too much. Black Crowes out and touring. They dumped the whole band. They're just out there trying to make some bucks.
Well, I got to quickly turn back into what I think is Atlanta music. And here you go. Number two is from 2006. It's T.I. What you know about that?
Where do you put T.I. in the Mount Rushmore?
He has to be in it. I mean, the next group obviously is going to be easy to guess, but T.I. definitely is Atlanta. You think of Atlanta music.
I mean, if you think of the way that T.I. is in the middle of everything happening.
He was a crossover. I mean, he does all these different genres. He's made all kind of different artist songs. I mean, he's great.
Is that the song you would have chosen, Day-Day, for T.I.?
For me personally, probably not, but he's got so many. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that one. Yeah, whatever you like. Yeah, he's got so many.
Yeah, he's got a ton.
That was hit number three.
Number two. Oh, number three.
Hit number three in the U.S. Billboard chart. Peaked at number one of the R&B. So it's one of his all-timers.
Was that the King album?
Yes.
Yep.
For me, this group coming up is Atlanta. It's got they got 15 songs you could have picked. This is the one I'll play the most from Outkast, 1996. You can crank that one up. Can't be any 404 list without them, number one. I don't care how you dissect it, how you try to divide it. It has to be Outkast. I love that one, man.
It's so frustrating for Outkast fans,
man,
that it's just never going to happen. Day-Day told us, don't hold your breath. It ain't never. They're getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
I think it was this year they were nominated, yeah.
Well, they're not. They.
Well, they made the finalists or whatever, yeah, right?
Yeah, I think they're in this year. Is Outkast not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
They better be.
Any thoughts that they're going to play together? And everyone's like, no. One of the biggest thrills I had, I shot a pilot with Big Boy. We created a show called Big Boy's Gotta Eat because he loves cooking and dying. And, you know, me and Rusty, you and I are similar. I said to him, dude, what was it like Super Bowl night? You know, not again, you should have had Atlanta guys all over that stage, right?
Oh, my God.
ATLians.
Stop.
Aliens. And he's like, dude, there's nothing like it, except it was too short. He's such a good dude. He's such a normal, great guy. A big college football fan. Kid played at Oregon.
I covered him. Mr. Wilbert Academy.
How was his game?
He's a good player.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, good player.
That's
the people are reacting. Where did Rusty cover Mother's Finest? I mean, yeah, I listened to it all.
So deep cut in their eyes that you went there.
I don't think anybody thought I was going to go 1977 Mother's Finest.
Listen, when we come back, Keith Brooking. Haven't talked to him in a long time. What's he up to? We salute the 404.
Grown-ass man.
The 404. Covered him in college.
I covered his son.
Wow. Sports Radio 92.9.